الله ابها فامیل عزیز دوستان گرامی، این مصاحبه رو با منوشید جان عزیزمون، دختر شیدرخ جان، اولاد اول ایشون داریم انجام میدیم. امروز 7 نوامبر 2006 منوشید جان مقیم امریکا هستن، در فکر کنم ایالت مریلند، اینطور نیست؟ واشنگتن دی سی ایریا. خیلی خوش آمدی.
الله اپا مردان خان جان. قبل از هر چیز میخواستم تشکر کنم از این لطف و محبت شما که این پروژه رو دارید هدایت میکنید.
استغفر الله، بنده هیچ کاری نکردم.
خیلی هم ممنون از محبتاتون. من یه چیزی به طور کلی میخوام بگم، به انگلیسی میگم البته با زبون الکنم، چون فکر کردم که شاید برای بچه های خودم آسان‌تر باشه فهمش بعدها.
زنده باشه.
در حقیقت این دفعه اوله که من راجع به مامان صحبت میکنم. من هیچ وقت جرأت این که راجع به صحبت بکنم رو نداشتم، و اینه که اگر این که احساساتی شدم دیگه ببخشید. و متاسفانه چون خیلی راجبش با بچه هام صحبت نمی کنم، اینه که اونام خیلی از صفات مامان، از اخلاقش، از زندگیش خیلی نمی دونن متاسفانه، برای اینکه بر من همیشه سخت بوده که راجبش صحبت بکنم.
کاملا قابل درکه.
به هر حال این شروع میکنم اونی که میخوام بگم به انگلیسی، حالا
بفرمایید.
I remember my mother as a hardworking, loving and selfless person. She never wanted anything for herself. Her children, husband and other family members and friends needs were her first priority in life. When I was a child, she gave me the best of everything she could provide. But above all, she made sure that the love of God was instilled in my heart. She was very young when I was born, only 17 years old. It is funny that her marriage to my father was out of obedience and love for her parents. Of course, it was not an arranged marriage. She had met my father in a meeting, and when she told me that when my father came to ask her parents for her hand in a marriage, she was asked by her father if she wanted to marry him. But being so young, she didn't know what to answer. So she told her father that whatever you think is best for me, I will accept. And the father took it as a yes. So she was married when she was only 16 years old. But all her life, she regretted that she was not able to continue her education. She was passionate about playing the piano, and she played it well. I remember as a child listening to her play. But after her marriage, she could not continue to nurture her passion and stopped taking lessons or practicing it. As a young girl, she told me, whenever she would hear someone playing the piano, she would start crying. That's how much she loved music, and specifically piano. So it was a tremendous sacrifice for her to give up the love of music. But she did it, and instead dedicated herself to her family, to her husband and children. And she loved them dearly. She did everything she could for us. Mm-hmm. My father was also in love with her. He adored her, and she was the center of his life. During my teen years, I often heard her say that she wished she could have had a chance to continue her education, so she could also contribute to the well-being of the society. That was her biggest disappointment in life, that she was not able to. Although she did not get any university degree, but she took many courses including English language and the art of flower arrangements. My mother loved people. She was happy among them. She was very hospitable to everyone, specifically to strangers in town and newcomers to Tehran. She would cook, bake, and entertain them and make them feel at home. She had a sense of, very funny sense of humor that once in a while it would come out. Her passion in life, although she loved us, she was very devoted to us, but her passion in life was to serve the cause of God with utmost humility, dedication, and perseverance. Yes. And I want to emphasize on the word humility. She never compromised when it came to serving the faith, and she always defended the faith. She loved to teach the faith and was fearless about it, but wise. I remember often she had committee meetings at our home during the meetings she would get so excited about the subject that they were consulting, and then she would raise her voice, and then we knew something was in her mind and she was passionate about it. So that was her way of expressing herself. She would get very loud. My mother was a very humble woman and never talked about herself and her achievements. She did not want any attention to be directed to her. So I'm not really sure how she feels about it now if everybody talks about her. Recently I came in contact with a woman who was imprisoned with her, not a non-Baha'i woman. And this was at the time that they were together in prison, in Evin prison. I was able to write to her once, and she wrote me back once. And then I would like to read something from this letter that expresses how other people, even during the imprisonment time, saw her and what was the impression she had made on non-Baha'is as well.
Yes, please do.
But I will read this in Farsi, and then maybe you can help me translate it.
Pleasure.
ایشون میفرمایند که من در اوین بودم بند 4 که مادر شما رو آوردن آنجا. اینطور که میگفتن ایشون در سلول انفرادی بودند. گفتم شما رو چرا آوردن اینجا؟ گفت من باهایی هستم. بعد شرح میده که مامان بهشون گفته بود که چطور تو خونه اومدن ریختن کتابا رو بردن و امر کردن که ما همه باشون بریم. بعد این خانم میگن که من به شما میگم مادرتون خیلی مذهبی بود و به دینی که داشت خیلی معتقد بود. بعد ذکری از پدرم میشه که پدرم اذیت کرده بودن. بعد ادامه میده که یک روز که نشسته بودیم با هم حرف میزدیم، مادر شما را دفتر به وسیله بلندگو صدا کرد. بعد از یک ساعت مادرتون آمد پیش من، گفت قرآن آوردن و یه خانم حمد و ثنا خوند و گفت که به اسلام بپیوند. من به این گفتم که عقیدم رو عوض نمی کنم. گفتن حکم تو اعدام است. گفتم باشه، هرچی شما میل دارین انجام بدید. یک روز صبح صداش کردن و چون گفتن با کلیه وسایل بیاد، فهمیدم که برای اعدام میره. همه گریه می کردیم. ایشون خیلی مهربان بودن. 11 نفر تو اون اتاق بودیم و همه گریه می کردیم. خداحافظی کردن، ما رو دلداری دادن.
قربانت برم نمیشم کشم. میدونم چقدر سخت همه میگه. شما
روحیه خیلی خوبی داشتن، خداحافظی کردن و رفتن به امید خدا. و این خانم می نویسن که امیدوارم که در بهشت جاشون باشه. البته این خانم قضاوت میکنن میگن تقصیر خودشان بود، الکی میگفتن که من اسلام میآورم.
الکی میگفتن من اسلام چی؟
میآورم، یعنی که مامان اگر این که تقیه میکردن آزادشون میکردن. به هر حال این برداشت یک خانم که در زندان بودن با ایشون. به هر حال
اگر الان ایشون اینجا حاضر بودن بین ما بودن چی بهش میگفتی؟ یا اگر دلت دوست داری مثلا بگو چی ازش میپرسیدی؟
داری سوال سختی برای که
خیلی برای من هم سخته.
بله 25 ساله که نبوده و ما اغلب بعد از شهادتش همشه فکر میکردم که چطور تونست این موقعیت رو قبول بکنه، چطور تونست که how did she accept to be martyred.
ایمان قوی
بر من همیشه سخت بود که خب البته برای هر کسی، من نه، برای هر کسی که این پایداریش خیلی برای من سخت بود قبول کردنش، اما به هر حال خوشحالم که پیروز شد.
بله من فکر کنم نه فقط شهادت، اون اذیت ها و مشقات و سختی
بله.
ها و شکنجه ها
بله.
اصلا خم به ابروی ایشون نیورد، کمرش رو خم نکرد.
مطمئنا این... براش سخت بود اما با روحیه ایمانی که داشت قبول کرد.
بله. بله. هر کسی نمیتونه شهید بشه. من خودم
همیشه
بفهمید.
من همیشه فکر میکنم ایشون مادر من بود جسمن، اما در حال حاضر مادر خیلی ها میتونه باشه و هست و اغلب با کسای احبای دیگه یا دوستای دیگه صحبت میکنم همیشه بیادش هستن.
بله
چه باهاش صحبت میکنن، همیشه از
خیلی ها باهاش ارتباط روحی دارن.
بله دارن.
من اتفاقا میخواستم این سوال رو بکنم، شما هیچ وقت خوابشو میبینی؟
اخیراً سال هاست نه، اوائل خیلی میدیدم. بله متاسفانه اخیراً نه.
هیچ میدونی که در سراسر دنیا من این چند وقته، این چند روز اخیر متوجه شدم چه افرادی که اصلا با ایشون هیچ ارتباطی در این دنیا نداشتن، یعنی اصلا نمیشناختنش، بعد از شهادتش شناختنش. اینها تمام از حال ایشون، منظورم از شهادت ایشون، از زندگی ایشون باخبرن و من شروع کردم یه سری مصاحبه ها با اونها دارم انجام میدم.
بله.
و
همون بعد از این که این اتفاقم افتاد خیلی کسایی که من اصلا نمیشناختم و اونا منو نمیشناختن نامه محبت دادن، نامه دلداری دادن و خیلی خیلی متاثر بودن، از باهایی و غیر باهایی.
البته
این I would like to ask the future generations is that please do not forget the sacrifices of these people. These people also loved to live.
Yes.
They loved comfort. They loved luxury. They loved to be with their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
See their children grow, and you know they wanted to also have a full life. But they gave up everything. And most of these people, they had everything in life, but material things, I mean. But they gave it up.
Yes.
And I just hope that the future generations would not forget the sacrifice of these people.
Very true. Very well said. Totally perfect statement, and we should all remember this very adamantly.
Inshallah.
No.
She was an open person. She always was honest, shared her thoughts and so everybody knew what was going on in her mind.
Well, I have a wonderful one. I'm so grateful, so in debt with you for allowing me And also I want to thank your siblings, your brothers, Mujan Jan, Merat Jan, and yourself for involving me in this wonderful, holy task, this wonderful project. It's, I dare say that it's one of the highlights of my life. I'm very, very...
Oh, we are thankful to you for accepting.
No, please, no. I'm very passionate about Shidruch Jan. For me, I cannot find words to describe, but I want to end my words by saying this, that often, more than once, I have dreamt, and I always look forward to dreaming again, the same dream, over and over again. And maybe this dream has a little to do with reality, not necessarily in the dream world.
Yes, inshallah. Thank you, Merat Khan.
God bless you, my dear.
Give my love to Chris.
God bless you, my dear.
Qurban. Qurban. Khuda Hafiz.